Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy, and today we've got a show I hope you find interesting. This is Cosmic Love for Saturday, August 9th, 2014. It's my great pleasure today to be interviewing my higher self, Christos Lightweaver. As many of you know by now, Christos has been the one I consult for writing and publishing on the HeartCom Network and for producing shows here on Cosmic Love. Now, that may be a stretch for some of my new listeners for the show, but others are well aware that we live in a multidimensional universe and multiple personalities can indeed represent different levels or dimensions of this universe. And we're all supposed to represent or otherwise channel higher dimensions of our real self, our higher self, or what some people call their spirit guide. Now, perhaps that's just the voice of your soul, your conscience. Then I'd like to think of Christos as the heart of Christopher, my higher mind that has more heart, but you get the idea. My intent with hosting Christos Lightweaver today is to convey more of the divine destiny of cosmic love for Earth's evolution at this critical time of the 2014 big shift in global consciousness. As 4 billion global netizens, you know, online citizens around the world, awakened to capabilities for a new social conscience in our global social networks, a new net reality of ourselves as the family of man in our new global village of instant everywhere and interactive internet capabilities. And more important, what that looks like, where it's going, and how we get there with a global conscious evolution revolution in higher consciousness. So global awakening is happening. With this new social conscience emerging in our social networks, and whether the power elite know it or like it or not, the computer internet revolution has jump-started the global mind, this new consciousness emerging. And now we can all witness, as light brings up all unlike itself, because light is surging. I've talked a lot about this in previous shows with galactic alignment and what's going on in the source field, the quantum field, the unified field of Earth's energetics as relates to our solar system, galaxy, and our crossing of the galactic plane in this 28,000-year, 900-year cycle, whatever it is, precession of the equinox. It's surging on Earth. Conscious evolution has been accelerating dramatically since the birth of the Internet globally. But it's really the energetics from the inside out. Our consciousness, our DNA, is changing rapidly. And any global solution must naturally neutralize the dark side of the force, the psychopathic evil behind Gaza genocide, the Ukraine conflict, Ebola terror, bioterror, and systemic duh, as in dense, unconscious, and heartless. So light brings up more all unlike itself. You know, it's like when you walk into a kind of a dim-lit room, it may look clean, but you flip on the lights and you see all kinds of dust and stuff that you couldn't believe. Well, as people wake up worldwide with the internet and getting the real news on what's going on with all these crises, so to speak, you basically become aware of things that you weren't aware of before. And this waking up process is transcending what I call systemic duh, dense, unconscious, and heartless. So, you know, what we're looking at is a process over the last 2 weeks. The last show on Cosmic Love, I interviewed Stefan Verstappen on the subject of psychopathy, as we've seen amply demonstrated in the Gaza Holocaust and the world's response to it. And since that show, I've published 4 articles that reference the urgent global context for needed global solutions. as you can read with embedded videos at these four articles, Overcoming Evil for Global Healing, Truth Tellers versus Warmongers, Take Heart, It's Darkest Before the Dawn, and The Choice, Global Golden Age or Global Tyranny. So these four articles are published at the HeartCom Network. You have that link on the Cosmic Love homepage. And some of you probably have already read that. Those who do read these links I provided in the introductory material on the Cosmic Love homepage, you've got a good overview of what I'm talking about today, where I'm going, and you can fill in the gaps, you know, by reading that the different copy of related articles. So beyond the contagion of insensate violence we see in the world, you know, epitomized in Gaza, there is a global awakening to capabilities for interactive media solutions in 2014. The technology is installed and operational. The concept of interactive interface for mass-to-mass telecommunications is discussed in that link on interactive media solutions. And quite honestly, there's no security without social conscience purity in our ubiquitous global social networks. So how to culture conscience in our social networks is what these articles and what I'll be discussing today. I'm going to be going into that, try to keep the profound simple, or otherwise simply profound. So imagine what a whole systems upgrade of global telecommunications will look like, and consider how quantum computing will reboot our collective conscience as the family of mankind and our all-connected global village. So we're going to be going into that, what whole systems upgrade looks like, what global telecom looks like for teleconscience, telecommunity, telecare, health, and telecommerce. And in the process, I hope to give a sense of what the world peace patriots represent for the global netizens of Earth, uniting now, and what that process is all about. So that's our that's an overview, and it kind of frames our common enemy as the willful ignorance and cherished illusions of BS and belief systems that keep us divided and subservient to these psychopaths who want World War III with demoralizing interface genocide in Gaza, like a boot stomping on the face of our humanity, our sanity, our conscience. I mean, this is really a wake-up call if I've ever seen one, folks. So that's the preface to the dawning reality, global enlightenment. You know, it's darkest before the dawn. That's one of those articles I included. And I'm going to be going into that with the show, and how hopefully we have fearless faith will be overcome by the faithless fear as the power of global humanity wakes up, rises up with social conscience and our global social networks. So I'm going to reference an article I sent out recently to those who are on my list. You can certainly sign up if you're interested. I provided that link to do that. And I'm going to be going into this basically the overview of the show, getting into the meat of it, and the choice, and this is the subject, you know, global solutions is our choice. And you might say it's a choice between the four horsemen of a golden age or the four horsemen of the apocalypse. That's a Revelations reference for those of you who aren't Bible thumpers. And I'm not that I'm a Bible thumper, but I thought it would be a good context, because this is the type of critical turning point, global shift, tipping point that we're at right now. And I've been saying since the first of the year that this is the year of the shift, the big shift. And more recently, I've been saying that we're at the tipping point, and it's darkest before the dawn. And I have two articles on that, again, referencing the context for the show, because this year has been progressing to this point where now it's in our face. I mean, we're talking about interface. Gaza is in the face of global humanity, and it is psychopathology, the classic. It's genocide. It's not a war. I mean, you know, the people in Gaza, they, you know, have very limited I mean, they got pea shooters compared to the thousands of tanks, the artillery, the warships, the helicopter gunships, and the ships off the coast there that can target horrendous explosions into them. I mean, just the thought of what's going on there, it's just hell on earth. So what I'm saying now, the time now for global humanity is to really focus on the solutions, and it's time to choose wisely. We're all connected, so everyone's prayers of pure intention can focus attention with love's retention into this entire situation to hopefully hold the balance for what's going on in global humanity right now. There is an awakening process. Like I say, the more light, the more it casts sharp shadows. And you might say these shadow governments around the world that are behind the profanity of insanity in Gaza. These are things that we need to look at solutions that neutralize that dark side of the force, you might say. So here we are, mankind in a free will universe. And we have a choice to either align with natural, universal cosmic law, natural law, Jefferson referred to it, universal law, cosmic law, quantum law, the laws of the universe. And either we do that, align with the law, or we suffer divisive dysfunction with disease, dis-ease, and mass dying. And we're seeing basically the consequences of insensate psychopathic behavior. And this is all for part of the awakening process. Global humanity has basically got, it's come to the point now where, we're all connected, and there is that identification of problems that a well-defined problem is the prelude to a well-defined solution. So we're going to go into that. I mean, we have a choice, big time. This is the big choice of global humanity, at the turning point in the middle of the 2014 big shift year of turning. When I say a tipping point, this is the time to basically harness your team of horses and hold on, folks, because shift happens. When I say you're a team of horses, some people refer to that as their four lower bodies, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And to harness that team, your spiritual body, your mental body, your emotional body, your physical body. Also, we're referring to the analogy I made to the analogy of we're looking at, a choice between Team Apocalypse, which is hell-bent on global devolution, and we're talking about a golden age team, for global evolution, revolution, and higher consciousness. And again, we're going to look at the teams, and so what team do you want to harness? And here's a team of horses. And again, this is kind of referencing to Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, but you can also reference that in terms of Four Horsemen of the Golden Age. And so you've got the black horse, and one is called Faith, which is like Black Beauty, and the other is called Terror, which is like Black Evil. And you got the white horse, and one is called Peace, which is like White Beauty, and the other is called World War III, which is like White Evil. And the red horse, you've got one called Health, Red Beauty, and one called Plague, Red Evil. And the pale horse, one is called Union, Pale Beauty, and the other is called Division, Pale Evil. Now, I'm taking these four horses in a little bit of a different context here. But with the debriefing I'm going to go through now on the Apocalypse team and the Golden Age team, I hope you get the idea. The Apocalypse team wants terror, war, plague, and a psychopathic hell as we witness in Gaza. That's what they want. That's what the dark side wants. In fact, this Apocalypse team is so dark side with such hubris and interface arrogance that it expects people will ignore U.S. complicity in the ongoing murderous genocide in Gaza, and the World War III agenda for war with Russia, and the bioterrorism agenda with Ebola, all to create chaos with martial law intent for law and order that orders everyone in their lockstep into their, this lockstep totalitarian new world order that stinks to high heaven. Anyway, that's the Apocalypse team, we've seen the genesis of this for years. It's kind of, when I say U.S. complicity in the genocide in Gaza, I mean, I just saw the news yesterday that the U.S., after Israel targeted another school, then another U.N. A place of sanctuary in Gaza, after it was blasted and about 100 more people were murdered, then the U.S. government came back with the releasing a $1 billion arms cache to Israel for protecting Israel from this concentration camp, where it's like a turkey shoot. I mean, it's just like flat out insanity. So I'd like for you to visualize, if you can, you know, before I get into the Golden Age team and a little debriefing on what they're all about, just visualize, you know, Goddess of Liberty holding up this torch of illumination, of understanding, and saying that no free country starts a war. A nation that is free to choose will always choose peace. Well, we have the politicians choose for us in the name of the people. All the false flag stuff that's been going on to create and manage terror war into World War III, we've been seeing that going on for some time. And some people are aware of that. Some people are waking up to that. And some people are waking up to eternal contempt. And other people are waking up to eternal self-elevation as salvation. They're getting on top of that and going beyond the problem to the solution, the Golden Age team. What the Golden Age team wants, the four horses here, they want faith, peace, health, and a united state of social conscience in our global social networks, enlightened net reality. Now, this team knows that faith and a vision of global mass-to-mass telecommunications resonates with the light side of the force, you know, heart-coherent virtue. And this conscience-culturing peace process has all four horses pulling together for movement to global wholeness and healing with love, universal love, the love model, what Cosmic Love Show is all about. Some of you have a background of understanding that. Some of you don't. I'm going to go into four dimensions of this, like the four horses of the Golden Age. And that would be a voting solution, a wisdom solution, a love solution, and a healing solution. The voting solution, which again is referencing what this mass-to-mass telecommunications will look like with heart-coherent virtue. And what we're talking about in that case, a voting solution, is imagine we've got all these social networks worldwide. There are social networks like Facebook, LinkedIn. There's all kinds of other social networks going on all over the world in different languages of the world. And people are networking. They're sharing information on what's really going on. And all over the world, there's an awakening to the insanity in Gaza, in Ukraine, this Ebola, how it was created and managed at a biological war laboratories like AIDS was, you know, Fort Detrick from the store there, but that's an untold story. You're not going to hear about that in the media. But how the Army and the military being closely aligned were with the laboratory and hospital in Africa where this has been, you might say, deployed from or released from or escaped from, whatever. But the story there is something that, again, people are waking up to. And what is it going to take to check and balance this craziness in the world, this insensate, insanity, what can you say? It's going to take, in part, social conscience emerging in our social networks. And the voting solution, I'm going to go into that a little bit now. Let me get a drink before my voice gets dry. Okay, think of the voting solutions that the only way we think about voting now. We have a representative system designed a few hundred years ago. It's called a horse and buggy representation system with a horse and buggy legislature system whereby, you know, people are elected locally. They go to Washington and they make decisions, you know, after they get bribed and otherwise paid off by lobbyists and the corporatocracy. So, you know, they do everything in our name, but we get to vote, you know, once every 2 years or 4 years, you know, for our congressmen, our president, our, you know, our representatives, and every day they're voting based on, and when I say they're voting, they're influenced, and in their ear they have the lobbyists, you know, just virtually every day of the year, you know, making deals with them, you know, to basically vote one way or the other. Here we are in a world where voting, you know, a vote, you know, the volition, you know, you might say your expression of your free will, your volition, your consciousness, can be represented directly on the, you know, through the internet, through social networks, in an interactive way. It's like a form of voting, but the understanding of a voting solution will be when 100 or 1,000, a million people, or a million people, any social network, as they're interacting. They can interact at the same time with a standardized frame of reference, which is actually the language of consciousness itself. I call it, refer to it as light language. And I provide the link on that, this universal interface, the understanding of the language of consciousness, you know, light language, can be the criteria for, when I say universal law language, it's actually a frame of reference for understanding the dimensions of light, you might say, from the upper brain to lower brain, you know, the brightness scale, from left brain to right brain, you know, the color spectrum, and from forebrain to rear brain, you know, the holographic field of the holodeck between your ears. There's a language of consciousness operating there, and this concept of how that language can be used for real-time, mass-to-mass communications for evaluation criteria. You know, evaluation criteria at any one moment with three numbers sequence accessing this 3D axis, you might say, from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, and rear brain. And how that works and what that looks like, I provided links on that for those, some of you have already gone there and understand how that works, for a voting solution, culturing conscience in one's personal and social network holodeck. In other words, the holodeck between your ears, that 3D frame of reference. And there's three numbers in sequence, how that references, you might say, light language in terms that can be represented then on a real-time basis in a social network with this interactive interface, this universal interface, you know, refer to it as heartware, and what that looks like and how that works. So that's a voting solution. Now, there's the wisdom solution. Goes more into the understanding of how this process works. People can originate a multimedia presentation like a YouTube video, and people can evaluate using this voting solution. They can evaluate at any one moment of that video, they can respond with three numbers in sequence. The software, how this works, is simply explained at the Vision link, those who know what I'm referring to, on heartcom.org/visioncapital, vision.htm, and that goes into detail on what the interface looks like on your computer screen. At the lower left hand of your screen, lower right hand of your screen, while you're watching a YouTube video, the real-time, like a 3D graphic in the lower right hand of the screen of the dot field of the three numbers in sequence at any one time creates a dot in the field, and you can see the collective dots that anyone part of a video, so that the context and meaning in any one part of a video where people responded to it, you can see how the collective consciousness basically reads out. So you can take the context and meaning at any one time of a video, and you can create a new video and take the response to the video, the context of the video, and create a new video with commentary on it and get response to that. Well, this process of creating and then evaluating on a mass-to-mass scale, you know, it organizes information in formation with the language of consciousness, basically framing a collective conscience. And again, as we become more conscious of how we are conscious individually and collectively, that's the process of conscious evolution. It's the process of culturing conscience in our social networks. So that's a brief overview of the concept of the wisdom solution, which is information's ecology, how you recycle general knowledge to generate specific wisdom. It's not rocket science. I don't know why someone hasn't done this before. But the next phase of the computer internet revolution after hardware, you know, the IBM mainframe computers, and then software, and the Microsoft, you know, desktop computers, software, and then the netware, you know, when you had Netscape and the Internet, when the computer became the network of computers. Well, the next phase will be hardware. And again, the understanding of hardware as the wisdom solution with this interactive interface that shows not only the language through the language of consciousness, shows not only, you know, how one's individual and collective consciousness is relating, if there's a disconnect or a connection, but it also, with hardware, it references the love solution, which is heart coherence. In other words, the lower left part of your screen when you're watching and evaluating a video, you can have a biofeedback monitor that actually shows when you're in the frequency of holy compassion, which is a golden ratio algorithm of your heart rhythm, known as heart coherence. And I provided a link in a video on this heart coherence on the love solution, where you can see what the Heart Math Institute references with their this understanding of the field of the torus field around the heart and how it interacts with the field with others, and specifically in this context, when you're evaluating a program, whether you're in your heart when you do it, and again, if those who are evaluating, whether they're in their heart as far as being in heart coherence, if they're coherent. So this concept of coherence, heart coherence, as the love solution, basically as a universal standard, this heart coherence frequency is like the harmonic order of the harmonic fractal order of the holographic universe. It's all through creation. It's all through nature. And like I say, it's a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm, but it is as a harmonic, you might say, balance of frequencies that orders the mind. You know, it really orders the mind with a harmonic, you might say, a unified field, intuitive understanding, which is associated with right brain thinking. When you're in your heart, when you're in your right brain. Okay, and then the other solution is the healing solution, and that's how a whole system's integration of the first three solutions leads to universal self-care and global telecommunications with enlightened social consciousness and our instant everywhere interactive social networks. So the process I've been talking about, when you integrate, you know, the voting solution, the wisdom solution, the love solution, with the healing solution, you're really looking at, once there is, you might say, a mainstream consensus of people worldwide awakening to the capabilities of hardware for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience. And once that's implemented, and even the vision of how it works, that we can have, it's like an electronic upgrade of our horse and buggy representation system. I mean, there's nothing more valuable than a vision that's found its time, and we've got the infrastructure, you know, with 4 billion people connected in social networks worldwide now. Most of them are in third world countries, or at least half of them. And a lot of those third world countries, you know, they have tablets or laptops or just tablets, just little tablets to connect with the server, which connects with the Internet, and a lot of people in India and Asia and in Africa are just using smartphones to connect with the Internet, to pull information from global Internet and global Internet works. And you might say the Internet at the heart of the Internet is heart coherence and a communication process with hardware that can involve and evolve simultaneously. We're talking about real-time or instant replay, the interaction of 100 or 1,000 or a million people with the same program at the same time, how that would work. I mean, look how Facebook evolved, how quickly it came on the scene, and how that's been a revolution in social conscience and our social networks. The next phase of the computer internet revolution, when people can see if they're in their heart or if the collective consciousness of a readout pattern is heart-centric, you know, heart-coherent or not. And, again, with context and meaning in any one part of a video presentation of any, you know, to get the context and meaning from the perspective of other people evaluating it, how you would evaluate it, how you would reference from the upper brain to lower brain, left brain, right brain, this field, you might say the global mind, how you would reference the field of consciousness with your own consciousness, that's an option. And it's all part of this process. Again, becoming conscious of how we are conscious individually and collectively. Conscious evolution, a global evolution, revolution in higher consciousness. So what we're talking about is co-creating with the components to the capstone. Now, I refer to the L-O-V-E components to the capstone. Another way of referring to that is just the Golden Age team, faith, peace, health, and a united state of social conscience. You can refer to the four lower bodies, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. The old archetypes of this universally are Father, Mother, Son, Holy Spirit, and Father, Son, Mother, Holy Spirit, basically the archetypes of the four winds of the Native Americans, the four winds. You've got the four archetypes of Jung. You've got the four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization. You've got, basically ancient and modern maps of consciousness key to these, you might say, the different metaphors, analogies to these, the four horsemen. You've got the inner family archetypes, and you've got the loving family, and you've got the unloving family. You've got the four horses in terms of the beautiful horses and the evil horses. So I'm focusing, obviously, on the Golden Age team and what that will look like for assembling the components to the capstone. And I refer to the capstone as the creative ascent process, cap, for a holiness vision, a wholeness vision. Time for another drink, excuse me. So we're talking about, for those serious students of this process, peace patriots as lovemakers, realize how global evolution, global conscious evolution will be optimized with an understanding of this love model, this hardware, this cyber ethics interface for mass-to-mass telecom. And consider what that will look like and how that will work. And again, for those who are serious devotees of, worldwide peace and love, faith is praying for what you truly want. And the better the visualization of what you really want, what it looks like, how it works, where we're going, the more effective is your prayer. Why is that? Because pure intention focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension in that universal dimension where love rules. That's cosmic law. And again, you have visualization, mediation, concentration, determination, and integration of these components to the capstone. And so the more powerful your visualization, what this looks like, this understanding, and anyone with the links that I've provided can go in and study it and understand what this hardware, next big thing in a computer internet revolution, universal self-care, and all this, what that looks like and how that works. And the point is that obviously, when I say obviously, it's like the analogy I gave to the statue of, Goddess of Liberty holding up the torch of enlightenment. No free country starts a war. A nation that is free to choose will always choose peace. Well, a nation that is free to choose will choose the peace process. And will choose if they have a clear vision with illumination, if they have a clear vision of what interactive mass-to-mass telecommunications looks like and how that will work with installed and operational communications technology, just basically a simple software application, to upgrade social networks, they have a clear vision of what that works to involve and evolve our individual and collective social conscience. A nation that is free, a people that is free, a world that is free will always choose peace, will always choose love, will always choose universal self-care, universal healing, self-care. And I haven't gone into that. Some of you know what I'm referring to and have read the link on universal self-care. But think about it. We've got now information databases all over the world that can be linked up very easily to where you can go to a website and enter the website with your metabolic type, which is your blood type. Your blood type corresponds to your metabolic type, which corresponds to your, basically your genetic typing going back hundreds of generations, and what foods are best for you, that, you know, with your blood type, which that, you know, best for you to, that you should or shouldn't eat. That hasn't been done yet. The reason it hasn't been done, because we have a pathological disease care system, not an optimal health care system, a preventive health care system. We have a disease care system. And the end of that disease care system is the true health care system that will show how to optimize health with an information database like this. And it's basically the end of the medical industrial complex that pushes drugs for whatever ails you rather than builds health. So, again, what will universal health care look like? Well, it's obvious. Like I say, you'll be able to, you know, you'll be able to go to a website and go through the gateway, you know, and register or not, and just get free information. You know, any family anywhere in the world will be able to access, you know, for the blood type and enter in their current symptom profile, and based on their current symptom profile and their different diagnostic tools that'll for different symptom profiles. We'll give databases of information, and it's like a relational database. You can add more information in different parts of it to get more information on very specific aspects of your, you know, for understanding, qualifying your symptom profile and what works best, whether it be homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, allopathic, or some eclectic combination. Not just drugs for whatever ails you, but what really truly works best. And there's databases, empirical databases, that provide evidence in all those different categories. And altogether, you'd basically have a cross-referenced a database to give you guidance, you know, like a spirit guide, you know, what's working best. And as the database expands, more people use it. And if the only obligation of using the service is reporting your results, you know, whatever you did try, whether it's something different or something that's available, in the database that's indicated to try whatever you try, that there's reporting protocols that you can give, you know, information on what kind of results you got, you know, over 24 hours, over a week, or whatever. But, you know, the idea is that the more people using this worldwide, the more it becomes self-evident is what's working best for building health and preventing disease. And, of course, that which prevents disease will cure disease at therapeutic levels. So, universal self-care. Why hasn't it been done? Because we don't have freedom of health. We don't have health freedom. We have a mainstream medical monopoly that it's an allopathic monopoly, pretty much drugs for symptoms, whatever ails you. Not that the system is totally devoid of value. There are some things that allopathic drugs actually work well for. I mean, my leg was saved by a good surgeon. If I hadn't been a good medical surgeon, my leg would have been amputated below the knee. And I ran cross country on it the next year. So, you know, again, I have good things to say about good things in the medical system in America. But, you know, as far as a vision for global healing and worldwide health care of people worldwide with the internet, that could be done now. It could be done virtually, you know, by the end of 2014. You could have a working model of the website up. And I've, you know, been trying to, you know, talk to different corporations regarding this, different businesses, different investors over the years. And apparently isn't time yet. I know in God's time it'll happen. Someone in good conscience has got money to contribute, you know, and enough investors. And I'm looking at right now social media crowdfunding models. There's a new crowdfunding model coming out that I'm looking at and working with them, and talking about how to bootstrap this concept so that we can say we did it ourselves, not just with universal self-care, but also with the next phase of the computer internet revolution with hardware, you know, after hardware, software, and network. So I've been talking about this for some time. I think it's good to anchor the vision and the frequency of, you might say, the vision of virtue and valor for the victory. In the consciousness of enough people listening, hopefully, that in God's time, you might say, it's all in divine order, and there's a time and cycle for this. In 2014, and things are breaking fast, a lot of evil is breaking on the world scene fast, there's those four horsemen of the apocalypse are pushing for the World War III, and I'd like to see a push for a gold, the Golden Age team. You know, I'd like to see for those four horses pulling together with a voting solution, a wisdom solution, a love solution, and a healing solution for universal self-care. So I'm excited about the possibilities. I've been writing about it fervently this last month with the problem and the solution. Tomorrow's the full moon. So it's been a full month that I've been really focusing in on this turning point of 2014. I would like to basically claim the victory and provide a vision whereby anyone can hold the vision, hold the immaculate concept of the Golden Age team. See what it looks like, how it works. Anyone can network these articles that I provide the HeartCom network. Those on my email list, they can network to their network, to their blog, and maybe, you know, down the line, someone will network it to another blog who networks it to another network who nets it to an individual who says, geez, I can afford to do that. I understand how that works. Let's make it happen. So whether it's small investors or large investors, I'm looking at a crowdsource funding model. If you're interested in that, I'll be able to give you a preview of that and a new crowdsource business that's coming online over the last several months, and it's an exciting new opportunity for anyone that has an idea. I think we're at a really important time in history where the free market of ideas should decide what's best for this great experiment in liberty called America. So here's to the new American Revolution worldwide. The idea of a concept of a global village, it's not far-fetched now. The Internet has removed time and space as we know it. It's an instant, everywhere, interactive global village. And by God's grace and God's time, more light, easier, and faster will be the mantra of those who get the vision, hold the virtue, you know, seize the opportunity with determination and valor and to claim the victory of, you know, worldwide love. So I wanted to share a little bit of background information for the sponsor of the show, which is Ultramedic Services. It's my Swedish pollen extract. And for those who have been really stressed with what's been going on this last month, I've wanted to do this in previous shows. I usually don't go into it, but you can protect your immune system against stressors in the environment and support your DNA's replication, repair, and regeneration and your full-spectrum health with Swedish pollen extract. For more light, mental clarity, for conscientious choice, more life with Vital Force for cell immunity and repair from your immune system, and more love with balance of your endocrine system with hormonal precursors in the Swedish pollen extract that are prostaglandin precursors that support, again, hormone production, which balance everything in your endocrine system, your seven glands, your seven chakras. So I usually don't sponsor or promote, you know, my own product that underwrites the show during the show, but I've had some time to do that today. And those of you who click on that link on the article today on our choice and regarding much of the information of this show, you can click on that link and get more information on the Swedish pollen extract. I've been saying for some time now, and I've had actually shows on this where I go into it in more depth, that the most important thing you can do for your immune system is to take care of your colon. They say that 70 to 80% of your immune system is your colon. The prescriptive cyst, which is a soil-based organism, works synergistically or symbiotically, you might say, with the Swedish pollen extract for strengthening your immune system through the endocrine system and the nutrients that are like rocket fuel for your glands. But also, besides the Swedish pollen extract, the prescriptive cyst, which I've to provide links with on my homepage with the Ultramedic Services. You can go there and get more information on the prescriptuses. Of all these soil-based organisms, of all the probiotics and prebiotics that are out there, the prescriptuses grew out of research over 6 years before it even became a marketing company. of the peer-reviewed research on probiotics worldwide, peer-reviewed research on soil-based organisms, which are the cutting edge, and they developed this product originally for the medical community because they figured that all these drugs that people are taking is really messing up their guts, and this will help restore, you know, homeostasis and balance of the biocultures, you know, within people's guts, so they digest and break down their food better for better assimilation. Well, that didn't happen because doctors are into, again, they're into pathology, not building health. They're into treating disease. And they'd rather give a drug that alleviates symptoms rather than a probiotic. But as a general rule, some doctors are different. There's exceptions. There's more doctors coming on that are holistic-oriented into comprehensive medicine with multiple modalities, like I referred to with universal self-care. So I thought I'd give a little bit of an orientation to these two supplements, which I use myself and recommend as, you know, after having three holistic health centers and worked with all kinds of products for building health and preventing disease. These are the two products that I have found to make the most difference. And I will add that the Swedish pollen extract is greatly enhanced synergistically with essential fatty acids. And we're talking about borage oil, flaxseed oil, different GLA oils, but two of the best is the borage oil and the flaxseed oil to synergize the Swedish pollen extract. And you can look, there's different sources of essential fatty acids. Some are better than others. But the Swedish pollen extract and the borage oil work 2 to 3 times better because, you know, the whole is greater than the sum of the part, and there's a synergy called symbiosis with the two ingredients because they're both prostaglandin precursors. Prostaglandins, as far as your hormones, your endocrine system, which through your seven glands, glands regulate all the systems of your body. So you strengthen your immune system, the body tends to heal itself. So thank you for listening to this point. We're going to have the meditation now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. the best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love and action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love and man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.